Merry Christmas, everybody. This is one of our favorite times of year in the Obama household, filled with family and friends, warmth and good cheer. That's even true when I spend all night chasing Bo and Sonny away from the cookies we leave for Santa. It's also my favorite weekly address of the year because I'm joined by a special holiday guest star, Mrs. Obama.
Merry Christmas, everyone. You know, here at the White House, we spent the past month helping everyone get into the holiday spirit. Our theme this year is a timeless tradition, and the decorations in each room reflect some of our country's most cherished pastimes, from saluting our troops and their families to helping children dream big dreams for their future. And we've invited thousands of families here to the White House to enjoy the festivities because there's no holiday tradition more timeless than opening our doors to others.
Today, like millions of Americans and Christians around the world, our family celebrates the birth of Jesus and the values he lived in his own life, treating one another with love and compassion, caring for those on society's margins, the sick and the hungry, the poor and the persecuted, the stranger in need of shelter, or simply an act of kindness. That's the spirit that binds us together, not just as Christians, but as Americans of all faiths. It's what the holidays are about, coming together as one American family to celebrate our blessings and the values we hold dear. During this season, we also honor all those who defend those values in our country's uniform. Every day, the brave men and women of our military serve to keep us safe, and so do their families.
So as we sing carols and open presents, as we win snowball fights,
or lose snowball fights,
let's all take time to pay tribute to those who've given our country so much. Go to joiningforces.gov to see how you can serve the troops, veterans, and military families in your community. And together, we can show them just how grateful we are for their sacrifice. That's a tradition that we all can embrace today and every day.
So on behalf of Malia, Sasha, Bo, Sonny, Grandma, and everyone here at the White House, Merry Christmas. May God bless our troops and their families, and may God bless you all with peace and joy in the year ahead.